Thank you very much, Virgil. This is Austin Roof, and I am joined here by Johnny Curtis. Johnny, how are you doing this evening?
Doing well, Austin. Great to be here. Really exciting to have multiple teams in town.
Yes, it is. It is a kind of a round-robin experience where it's the New Haven Malamutes and the Lynx from Port Ellsworth joining us here this weekend as we do senior night. We've got the seniors for King Cove and Sandpoint. Nothing but love between the rivalry as we acknowledge not only our seniors tonight but also the last night that several of the King Cove seniors will be here as basketball players. So it's going to be a great game. Right now we're getting ready as the Eagles are about to go up against the Malamutes for King Cove. Port Ellsworth ran away with the game earlier at 4 o'clock against King Cove and walked away with the win in the first game of the series. But Sandpoint, they beat New Haven by 3 points last week.
So it'll be a good rematch here, and Sandpoint wins the tip. It's Jesse Starnes right away, takes it into the basket. Shot little high, no good. Rebound by New Haven. New Haven pushing it down fast. Three-pointer, no good by number 10 for New Haven. That was Matthew Tredikoff. Rebound taken by Sandpoint. Joseph Ortega with the ball, top of the key. Contact. Ball just goes out of bounds, no call there. Sandpoint will inbound it, their side of the court. And Ryder takes the inbounds pass, surveying the court, goes left, dishes it outside to Carl Smith, who shoots the three from the left wing, and it's good.
That was nothing but net off of that three-point shot.
Nice shot by Carl Smith, 3-0 Sandpoint here. New Haven with the ball. Number 10, Tredikoff, takes it down to the basket, dishes it inside to number 34. Nice shot from about 3 feet by Josh Clark. It's 3-2, 7 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Sandpoint brings it up. Ortega dishes it to Ryder. This jumper from the left elbow, no good. Rebound taken by New Haven.
I've seen Josh play since he's a freshman. Great effort so far, and it's going to be great to see him as an upperclassman play tonight. These players have grown so much.
That it is. Tredikoff dishes it over cross court to number 5, Jared Payne, who takes it in. And the layup is good. 4-3 now. New Haven's taking an early lead over Sandpoint. Ryder takes it into the lane and draws the foul.
It's going to be Ryder's last night game here, so this is his senior night, so I'm expecting big things from him.
Definitely. He's going to be playing some inspired ball tonight. Sandpoint inbounding under their own basket. Ryder takes it, drives it in, dishes it over to Jesse Starnes, and he gets the lay-in.
Exactly how you do in practice right there. Good pass by Ryder and good finish by Jesse.
Nice setup there by Sandpoint. New Haven with the ball. Jared Payne launches a long three. Shot no good for about 25 feet from the right wing. Rebound taken by Sandpoint. Ryder has it down underneath the basket. Shot no good, but he draws the foul.
That was great patience by Ryder there.
Definitely.
Drawing the foul, waiting for it.
Taking high percentage shots and getting to the foul line already. 5-4, Sandpoint with the lead. And the first shot by Ryder is good. 6:03 left here in the first quarter.
Ryder's got that low arcing shot. It's always
Interesting to watch.
Always interesting to see what happens.
That one off the back iron, rebound by real tall number 34, Josh Clark, and New Haven will push the ball up the floor, slow it down. Tredikoff, number 10, drives into the lane, stolen by Carl Smith. And Sandpoint slows it down. Ryder takes it all the way in. Sandpoint finding open lanes down underneath, and it's the score now is 8-4. New Haven with the ball. Tredikoff, Matthew Tredikoff, number 10, on the right wing. Takes it inside. A little bit of contact, loose ball. Out of bounds, and New Haven will retain possession and inbound under their own basket. Inbounds pass taken by Payne. Dishes it inside. They give and go back to Payne, and the reverse layup is good. Really nice play off the inbounds by New Haven.
Great movement of the ball.
6-4. And Sandpoint pushes it down real quick. It's Jesse Starnes underneath. Ooh. That was three passes, and within about 6 seconds, Sandpoint answers. So it's 10-6 now, 5:08 left in the quarter. New Haven with the ball, pushes it inside number 34. Wow, and count the basket, and one for Josh Clark.
Beautifully played by Josh Clark. They're just really playing off the top of the post and giving him leeway to play the option, do what he wants to do with it.
Yeah, these are really nice-looking, well-designed plays here by New Haven. And his free throw is off the front of the rim, rebounded by Carl Smith of Sandpoint. Kicks it over to Ryder, and Sandpoint will slow down as they hand the ball to Joseph Ortega, who will set up top of the key, their half-court offense. Off the screen and roll to Jesse Starnes. Really well executed by Sandpoint. 4 minutes, 45 seconds left, just 12-8. Sandpoint with the early advantage. Tretikoff has the ball top of the key, launches a three. Looked good off the back iron, rebound by Carl Smith. And we've got a play stoppage here. It looks like
a little over the top by Josh Clark as he was trying to go for that rebound. Him and Carl Smith are about evenly, I'd say, you know, evenly paired for each other in height-wise. So
definitely.
Carl had a position coming in off that rebound. You know, these plays are well designed, and that's because the coach for New Haven, Coach Bob, has been there for about 30 years and taken the New Haven squad to the state championship several times, and they call him the Zen Master for our area. And, you know, he's when you go over there to New Haven to watch him play, he takes his shoes off. He stands there with, like, his hands on the court and stuff like that, just feeling the vibes. So he's a great coach, but with only six players, he's going to have to play a real smart game of basketball here.
That he will, and you can really see that. That zen on the court there for New Haven. They're really, really balanced and really calm, and they just execute well. It's like watching a basketball practice. It's a clinic out there. But Sandpoint with the early advantage, and they have the ball. It's 12-8, 4:32 left here in the first quarter. Ryder brings it up. He goes left, dishes it down to the corner to Ortega, who will bring it right back out to the top of the key. Good defense there by Tretikoff, and a screen set by Wolf Jackson, and there's a whistle. May have been contact. Looks like a foul on number 34, Josh Clark. He's not sure what that was about.
Driving the lane fast right there. Just
inbounds to Starnes underneath. And that's about the fourth time we've seen Jesse Starnes get a real easy basket under there. Sandpoint's finding some good open lanes. It's 14-8 now with 4 minutes to go. And New Haven right back down, gets it over inside. 34, he kicks it out. Tretikoff will shoot a three from the left wing, and that is in. Nice possession there by New Haven, answering right back. So Sandpoint will bring it up. It's Joseph Ortega, top of the key. Taking his time. Good defense there by number 24, Paul Clay. They dish it to Ryder. Ryder goes left, brings the ball inside, bounce pass. Gets loose. Ryder gets it back, picks it up, turns around. Wild shot off the rim. It almost went in, out of bounds. Sandpoint will retain possession and inbound under their own basket.
Yeah, Ryder also a senior. He's playing with his whole heart tonight. You can really see it out there.
Not leaving anything out. Nice play. Inbound pass to Carl Smith. And from the left elbow, gets a little floater to go. And Sandpoint increases the lead to five. New Haven brings it down, and Tretikoff, another three. Matthew Tretikoff for New Haven. Two threes in a row. Sandpoint brings the ball down. They get it into Jesse Starnes, who loses it. Ball picked up by Ortega. Back down to Starnes. Another shot from right underneath the basket. This one doesn't go down, and New Haven comes up with it. It's number five, Jared Payne. Gets it back over to Tretikoff. Shoots another three. No good, but a good offensive rebound there by 34. By Josh Clark, and New Haven will set their offense back up. And now they get it back inside to Clark, kicks it outside to Tretikoff, over to the other Tretikoff, Matthew, who nails the three again. Matthew Tretikoff, three three-pointers here in the quarter.
They're going to have to put a man on him on the perimeter right now because he can really go on a run.
New Haven with another lead here, 17-16. Ortega getting a little fancy, kicking it outside to Carl Smith. His three is long, and New Haven rebounds it, but the ball stolen by Jesse Starnes. He goes up and draws the foul. Josh Clark wanted a travel call, but nevertheless, Jesse will go to the line.
All right. This is one of the fastest games I've seen Jesse come off the gate with. Usually it takes a little while to get going, but he's really coming off strong.
and the first shot's off the left of the rim. Yeah, Jesse, usually as the game picks up, he'll be more and more involved, but right off the bat tonight, they're getting it to him inside. 2 minutes and 14 seconds left here in the first quarter. Second free throw is good, and we are all knotted up at 17. Matthew Tretikoff with the ball, shoots another three, and it's in. He is feeling it from outside right now. That's 4 3-pointers from Matthew Tretikoff. 20-17, New Haven. Ortega with the ball, out on the wing, right side. Crossover dribble, dishes it over to Ryder, left. Ryder back out to Joseph Ortega. Good defense here by New Haven. And that's a turnover. Three in the key by Wolf Jackson down there with a turnover going in the favor of the Malamutes. Great defense by New Haven. So Matthew Tretikoff with the ball, top of the key. He's going to shoot it from 25 feet and bank it in. 5 3-pointers for Matthew Tretikoff. Somebody get on him and don't even give him 1 foot. And Tretikoff is playing very good defense as well. Ortega picks up his dribble, dishes it inside to Wolf Jackson. Wolf gets it from 2 feet to go. Beautiful power up. Nice pass by Ortega. Good response from Sandpoint. I'd like to see them pick up Tretikoff here. This guy can't miss. And they set a screen for Tretikoff. Matthew driven around behind the three-point line. Gets it over to Jared Tretikoff. Jared over to Matthew. Another three. No good off the back iron. And Sandpoint will clean up the rebound. It's Jesse Starnes. And they'll slow it down here. 52 seconds to go in the opening quarter. Sandpoint trails by four thanks to Matthew Tretikoff's sharp shooting. Ryder picks up his dribble. Gets it over to Wolf, back over to Ryder. Ryder drives in a floater, no good. Ball's loose. Long rebound by Carl Smith, but he throws it, and it's intercepted by Matthew Tretikoff. Who else? He takes it all the way. Shot no good, but a good follow by Josh Clark, number 34. And New Haven is leading now 25-19. Sandpoint right back down the other end of the floor. It's Ryder Gunderson. Kicks it out to Carl Smith, back over to the Ryder. Ryder dribbles all the way around and then into the lane. Shot no good. Rebound by Wolf. Really strong rebound by Wolf. Back to Ryder. Ryder gets underneath again. Shot no good. And this time, number 34, Josh Clark for New Haven, cleans up the boards and draws a foul.
Ryder just had his arms wrapped around Josh as he came down there and forces a foul. But, man, what a great fast-paced game of basketball. And Sandpoint's playing some of the best I've ever seen them. But Tretikoff was like 4 feet off the three-point line with that last shot.
They have to stop him if they want to win this game. Matthew Tretikoff, another three at the buzzer, no good off the front of the rim, and that is the end of the first quarter here where Sandpoint trails New Haven Malamutes 25-19.
One heck of a first quarter, though. As we look at the scores right now, Ryder Gunderson had himself 3-5 for Carl Smith, 2 for Wolf Jackson. Jesse Starnes coming strong out the gate with 9. But the real story is coming for the Malamutes. 14 points for Matthew Tretikoff, or actually, it's going to be 16 points. No, sorry. I need to learn my math really quick.
He's got four threes.
That would be 16 points.
Yeah.
And I think he had a
couple baskets,
it's 19 for him, 6 for Josh Clark, and then 4 for Jared Payne. Tretikoff just cannot miss out there.
Yeah, he is amazing, lighting it up. He's got a lot of confidence. And Sandpoint, they're going to have to play a lot tighter behind the arc on Matthew and make him drive it because he's gonna make you pay.
Great effort for both these squads, though, seeing the Malamutes come in. A great team. It's really King Cove, Sandpoint, and New Haven looking strong for the regional championships. And right now we're going to have Malamutes bring the ball in. Tretikoff, I've been watching him for a few years now. He plays a real interesting game of basketball. His style is real loose when he's out there. He almost looks like he's about to fall over sometimes or lose the ball, but he's got incredible control. Bringing to the post, Josh Clark dishes it back out. Number 24 was wide open for the three. Paul Clay,
yeah.
Doesn't go down. Unfortunately, Jesse Starnes is going to run all the way coast to coast. Man,
two more for Starnes.
Finds an open lane and finishes it, bringing it into 25-21. Sandpoint still trails by four. We're in the second quarter. Good screen set for Tretikoff, but the assignment was picked up by Jesse. They dish it down to the post where number five, Jared Payne, drives the post and doesn't get the shot down. It goes out of bounds, last touch by Sandpoint. So throwing underneath their own basket for New Haven. top of the post where Tretikov has it. It's another, he almost had that shot for three. Doesn't take it. Ryder misses a steal. Jared breaks past the defense. Josh Clark can't make it happen from the inside of the key, so he'll send it back outside where a long three-pointer from number 11, Jared Tretikov, won't go down. Rebound now to Sam Point. They're on a fast transition. Ryder. Wide open for two from the baseline, about 12 feet out. Great job by Ryder being open on the fast transition. 25-23 now. Sam Point only down by two. Here's Clark at the free throw line. He finds Matthew. Matthew Tretikov all the way to Jared now. Looking for that long shot for three. Oh, what's a foul? Jesse caught completely by surprise.
Yeah, they're going to make Matthew Tretikov go to the free throw line and shoot three free throws and not give him a easy three.
That's one of the most frustrating experiences ever right there when you foul someone from outside the perimeter, and Jesse just did not look happy about that.
No, and Sam Point needs Jesse to stay out of foul trouble. He's a really, really good player.
Tretikov drains his first one from the line. Matthew Tretikov now getting close to 20 points so far in the first half. Score now 26-23. Sam Point down by three. 6:50 to go in the first half. Second attempt up, and that's good. He gets one more. They're not going to call a lane violation. I think that was Josh Clark who ran in there. And a timeout called by Coach Bob from New Haven. He's going to talk to his boys as they go in here and get ready for their third free throw. Score now 27-23, and man, what a game.
Great game. Great game so far, and just a really well-played game of basketball, both ends of the floor. I really like watching New Haven work the ball outside, inside.
You know, and with only 13 students, Coach Bob was telling me 13 students in the whole school, and six of them can play a heck of a game of basketball, and you got to really give it to them coming out like that.
That is amazing.
These boys, I think four of them are seniors. Sam Point's really gotten things in gear, though, as the season has progressed. Last game, King Cove just couldn't get their offense to engage, but Sam Point doing a great job playing a controlled game of basketball, but Tretikov just shooting lights out here. 27-23, King Cove, or Sam Point still down by four. Tretikov's going to go to the line for his third and final attempt. Make it three free throws for Matthew Tretikov, 28 now, with a five-point lead over Sam Point. Jesse Starnes playing point right now for Sam Point. He's kind of a power forward, but he's going to get the ball. He drives the lane again. No-look dish out to Joseph Ortega for three, just off the front of the rim. Rebound goes back to Joseph. Oh, man, almost traveled as he goes the up and down, but he lets go of it just in time. And Jesse Starnes, who finishes it for two, 28-25. And, man, I thought he was going to travel.
That was excellent there, and nice job following his shot there, Ortega.
Yeah. Standpoint doing much better on the rebound. Josh Clark hands it off to the runner. Jared Payne was driving to the basket fast, and man, these plays are just so well designed for New Haven. I got to give it to him. 30-25 now. Standpoint down by five. Jesse drives the lane. Talk about cannot miss. I mean, that shot just went right into the sweet spot on the basket.
That's 15 points now for Jesse.
He's playing the best game I've seen him play all season. 30-27 now. Standpoint only down by three. Tretikov with the ball, he pushes in, pulls out. You see how he plays like this? It almost looks sloppy, but he's all controlled.
It's just very unorthodox, but he knows what he's doing.
Great pass by Payne to Josh Clark, where he puts it up from about 10 feet down. No good. Rebound gets knocked over by Carl to Joseph, and Ortega will take the ball for Sam Point with 5:30 on the clock. Pulls up for a three on top of the post. Doesn't take it. Hands it off now to Starnes. Jesse Starnes. Oh, the laser shot down to the baseline and the post gets intercepted by, I think that was Jared Payne. And here's Tretikov moving really fast.
Coast to coast. Matthew Tretikov, another 2 points.
Great job driving the key. 32-27 now.
That's 20 for Tretikov.
Yeah, clears a 20-point. With still 5 minutes left to go here in the second quarter, he's on fire. Ball in the hands of Ryder. He spins past Josh Clark, gets past it deep, puts up the left-handed layup, no good. Wolf with the board, puts the putback, no good. Way short of the rim. Rebound goes to Tretikov. And here we go. Matthew Tretikov will dish it over to Jared Payne, gets the open look, drives the lane, and puts it up and in high off the glass on the left-handed side, 34-27. Cherry pick pass to Wolf Jackson. He jump stops. Oh, man, Tretikov, Jared goes right flying past Wolf as he gets the easy power-up from the bottom right-hand side. Good, fast transition. Way for Wolf to see the gap in the defense.
Definitely. It's nice to see Wolf get 2 points there. He does so much hard work underneath.
Shot for three by Matthew Tretikoff won't go down. Rebound goes to Jesse Sarns. He's moving fast with Ryder on the right-hand side, but he'll take it up the left-hand side and up and in for two. 34-31. Sam Point just nipping at the heels of the Malamutes. And with 4 minutes left to go, they trail by three. New Haven doing a great job maintaining the lead, but Sam Point playing some great ball. Josh Clark gets it. He turns into the post, puts it up with the left-handed hook. No good. Rebound goes to Matthew Tretikoff. He dishes it out quickly to number 24, Paul Clay, mostly quiet for the game. Doesn't go down. Rebound to the Eagles. And Joseph Ortega moves hard into the lane, and he's going to draw the foul from Jared Payne, who was just right up in there blocking the lane. And in the air contact will send Joseph Ortega to the line for two. Full timeout called by Coach Brandon Smith for the Sandpoint Eagles. So with 3:45 to go here in the second quarter, Sandpoint trails by three, but this is some of the best ball I've seen all season.
This is really a fun and exciting game to watch. And looks like the Lady Eaglets are going to be out there getting some action here during the timeout.
A couple lights went out there. Fortunately, it's not a power outage. Was it?
No.
Yep, and so with that, there's still a few seats left, so come on down here if you're in Sandpoint. It's one heck of a game right now, and there is a dessert silent auction going down. I saw a coconut cream pie and a banana cream pie that looked really good, and a few more desserts, so don't be shy. It's a one heck of a game, but right now as we come out of this timeout, the Malamutes still hold on to the lead, 34-31, and no matter how hard Sandpoint tries, it just can't quite get past the threshold of 3 points.
Yeah, it's just been a very well-sustained lead by New Haven.
But here we go, a chance to close the gap here by a little bit. Captain and senior Joseph Ortega will go to the line for two. It's been great seeing the Sandpoint Eagles and just doing strong in the Bristol Bay Sockeye Classic, gained second place to King Cove in what was a great showdown for our region. And they're about to go on the road trip here, I think, next week. They're going to take off. And
coming up quick.
We'll have them out in Dillingham next week, and then after this series of games, and then they play basketball all the week following in the Anchorage area. First attempt goes hard off the back of the iron by Ortega. Score stays 34-31. Make sure you stay tuned to KSDP. We'll have lots of basketball coverage during the road trip. Second chance, good correction by Joseph. That one goes right into the basket. Nothing but net. Down by two, and here comes Matthew Tretikoff. He gets the screen, pick and roll, no, doesn't take it, goes down towards the baseline, gets another look for three. It's a little bit off balance, fadeaway no good. Rebound goes to Wolf Jackson, who's pulled down probably 10 boards so far. Good fast break on the transition to Jesse Sarns. He does a 360 fadeaway jumper, doesn't follow his shot, though, and it goes off the back of the iron. You could have followed that one up for a nice rebound.
Yeah, the spacing is definitely there. Didn't follow your shot.
34-32 with 3 minutes to go in the first half. Jared Tretikoff calls for the ball on the far left side, but Matthew didn't see him. Now Jared gets it. Open for a long three.
Nailed
it.
Jared Tretikoff.
Low arc and right over the rim, and that's going to put 5 points now for Jared Tretikoff.
Tretikoff can shoot threes.
Joseph gets the ball. He had a good look for three, but doesn't take it. Drives up into the baseline. Good job putting the play into rotation here. Carl will drive up all around the top of the rim and back out. Good save by Smith, though, as it flies, though, out of bounds. And the Malamutes will have possession here with 5 points on the lead and 2:35 left to go here in the first half. Tretikoff calls a play, sends it up to the top of the post. Hand off over to Jared Payne, but he's going to lose it on the drive up the left-hand side, and Ortega's right there to pick it up.
Good defense there.
Good defense. Oh, Joseph's going to take a long shot for three, and that's off the back of the iron. Soaring rebound by Wolf Jackson takes Jared Tretikoff down with them. Sandpoint gets it, the handoff. Wolf wasn't looking for it, but he recovered fast.
Wolf with an awesome rebound, and he was rewarded for it there.
Yeah, good job being quick on his feet when he got that fast pass from Ortega. 37-34 with 2 minutes to go in the second quarter. Ortega gets past the defense, but Ryder picks up the assignment, stays with him. Shot just short of the rim by Tretikoff. And we're going to have possession going over for Sandpoint as it goes out of bounds on the baseline. We're going to need to see Matthew Tretikoff start taking advantage of his teammates, I think, as he's starting to dominate the offense a little bit for the Malamutes.
He really is. And for Sandpoint, they turn over.
Yeah, missed pass there by Ryder Gunderson. Goes into the hands of Payne. or actually that was Paul Clay. Clay now with the ball. He loses it, tipped up, and almost pushed out bounds. Wild pass picked up by Jesse Starnes, who's moving quickly, but he's got Matthew Tretikoff in front of him. Good attempt by Tretikoff to box out Jesse, but, man, he knew exactly what to do on the fast break.
19 points by Jesse Starnes, and yes, he did.
37-36 now.
1 point closing that gap.
1 point behind with 1:12 to go here in the first half. Here's Matthew Tretikoff trying to rally the team. He needs help. Starnes is all over him. Missed pass by Josh Clark, but he picks up the lost ball, hands it right off to Joseph Ortega, and with a two-on-one, Joseph's going to pull back and find Carl Smith, who takes the long shot for three. That one's a little bit hard. Ooh, really bumpy rebound there by number five, Jared Payne. He gets knocked around quite a bit, but he maintains possession and finds Matthew Tretikoff. Tretikoff drives in, loses the ball, picks it back up, drives one more time, puts a right side layup, no good. 39 seconds to go. Offensive rebound goes to the Malamutes, and that will be Jared Tretikoff for a long shot for three, and that one goes over the rim and out of bounds.
That was an excellent job by Matthew Tretikoff there, you know, maintaining his dribble through the very heavy traffic.
Just a juggernaut when he gets into the lane.
He really is.
All right, still down by one. Sandpoint has the ball. Here's Joseph Ortega. Takes a jumper from 10 feet out, hard off the back of the iron. Gets the own rebound. Fouled. Yeah, that was definitely a little bit of contact. I think they're going to call that on Jared Payne. And that will send Joseph to the line for two. He's had a hard time from the line, though, but we'll see if he can't tie the game. Seven fouls for the New Haven Malamutes puts them in a 1-1 now, but with only 19 seconds left in the game, or in the first half. It shouldn't be wrong. First one good. 37-37 now.
Sandpoint really finishing strong here to close the half. It could have gone either way about a minute and a half
ago
if they were down by five.
That second attempt goes around the rim and down. We'll have a timeout. And I think that was a whistle that the clock started a little early. So referee official Billy Dushkin saying 5 more seconds on the clock.
So we have 19 seconds left here.
Full court press. They're not going to make it easy as they inbound it. Here they go. Josh Clark gets it. He turns past the half court line, getting past Carl Smith. 17 seconds goes to Jared Tretikoff. His shot's going to be off the back of the rim. Rebound goes to Ryder. And Sandpoint's got one more attempt with 11 seconds left in the second quarter. Joseph with the goes up the left-hand side and puts it in with the wrong hand, taking the lead for the first time.
Great effort by Ortega. Steal by Sandpoint.
And that's going to be short by Jesse Starnes. And Matthew Tretikoff was looking for the whistle from the referee. The referee goes and explains it to Matthew Tretikoff why there wasn't a call as he went down hard on that fast breakaway in the final second. Oh, there is a foul. Foul on Ryder. They couldn't hear the whistle from one of the officials.
I think it's a late call, but it's a good call.
You know, the one official's having a really hard time with their whistle, making the proper level of noise. So I think that's going to be a few more seconds, 5 seconds on the clock, and a foul on Ryder Gunnarsson. That'll be a throw-in from the sideline for the New Haven Malamutes. So
a lot of time, 5 seconds.
It's enough time to get a shot off, but not a lot.
And pointing with a full court
press.
There
you go. They get a Tretikoff. Oh, my goodness, and a hard
charge.
Charging by Tretikoff as he takes Joseph down really hard. But, man, Joseph takes it like a champ.
Great effort by Joseph there.
Woo!
Excellent position.
Going full, wide open. Tretikoff just ran him down. Didn't really see him, I don't think.
No, he didn't. He was going for the basket.
Joseph gets it. Enough time for a last-second shot by Starnes. It's just short of the rim. And there we go at the end of the first half. What a heck of a game. 40 for Sandpoint, 37 for King Cove. And, man, that was some of the greatest basketball I've seen all season.
It really was, and an 8-0 run to close out the first half by Sandpoint, which was really big. Like I said, it could have gone either way there.
And as we tally up the scores here, Jesse Starnes for Sandpoint had 19, 6 for Wolf Jackson. We have 5 for Carl Smith, 5 for Ryder Gunnarsson, and an even 5 for Joseph Ortega with the final score of 40 in the first half, high-scoring game. 8 right here for Jared Payne for the Malamutes. 20 for Matthew Tretikoff, who was hot for the first one quarter and 3 minutes, but kind of slowed down there in the last 5 minutes. 5 for Jared Tretikoff and 6 for Josh Clark. It's one heck of a game so far. And we got second half action coming our way.
Can't wait.
I know, Sandpoint up by 3 as we go into the second half. Virgil, we'll send it back to you for 9 minutes on the clock. Yeah.
All right. It is marked, and I'll let you gentlemen take a break, give some shout-outs to our sponsors. Live from the Sandpoint School, Austin Roof, Johnny Curtis bringing you Eagles basketball. When this game wraps up, we're going to head on over to Tenalian and get one last game in this evening. We'll have more tomorrow morning, but the last game of the night, King Cove rookies facing off against the Port Allsworth girls. And in the meantime, big thank you, Alaska Commercial Company in King Cove, the city of Sandpoint, and the Barefoot Inn.
The Alaska Commercial Company in King Cove are proud sponsors of high school basketball on KSDP. Located near the boat harbor in King Cove, the Alaska Commercial Company offers groceries and more. For more information, 497-2632. That's 497-2632. The Alaska Commercial Company in King Cove, a proud sponsor of KSDP and high school basketball.
Aleutian Peninsula Broadcasting is generously supported by the city of Sandpoint. Sandpoint is a first-class city in the Aleutians East Borough, located on Humboldt Harbor on the northwestern Popoff Island. Anchorage is 575 nautical miles to the northeast. The Sandpoint City Council meets the second Tuesday of every month at 7 p.m. in the City Hall Council Chambers. Contact the City of Sandpoint by calling 907-383-2696, emailing sptcity@arctic.net, or visiting their website at sandpointak.com.
The Newton family at Barefoot Inn, Alaska and Cold Bay are proud sponsors of high school basketball on KSDP Radio. Located in Cold Bay, the Barefoot Inn is proud to serve the communities of the Aleutians East Borough. For more information, 532-2327. Again, that's 532-2327. The Barefoot Inn, a proud sponsor of KSDP.
All right, we got a couple more moments during halftime of this Eagles basketball game, and we'll hear a little bit of music and come right back to play-by-play basketball action.
Empty hall. Right now, know you always right now. No one needs you around with me, but nobody been around with me. Been through the ups, yeah, the ups and the downs with me. Got a whole lot of love, but you don't wanna spread it around with me. Yeah, never pick up, never call me. You know we running out of time. Never pick up when you want me. Now I gotta draw a line. Baby, I done done enough talking. Need to know that you're mine. Baby, we done done enough talking. Gotta be right now, right now. Baby, gon' love me now, 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 now. Now or never. I want you to hold me down, 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 down. Down forever. Said you know I wanna keep you around. Wishing you were around with me, but you in a different town than me. We've been through it all, but you could never spit it out for me. Trying to talk to a wall, but you could never tear it down for me. Yeah, never pick up, never call me. You know we running out of time. Never pick up when you want me. Now I gotta draw a line. Baby, I done done enough talking. Need to know that you're mine. Baby, we done done enough talking. Gotta be right now. Right now. Baby, gon' love me now, 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 now or never. I want you to hold me down, 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 down forever. Said you know I wanna keep you around.
Coming back from Halsey, live at the Sandpoint Gymnasium. Here's some high school basketball.
And Sandpoint with the ball. The ends bounce pass here to begin the second half. It's Ryder Gunderson. Kicks it over to Joseph Ortega, top of the key. It's 40-37 here. Great first half of basketball. Ryder kicks it down the right corner to Jesse Starnes. Goes back up top to Joseph Ortega. Sandpoint taking their time here to start the second half. Back over to Ryder. Ryder to Joseph. Joseph kicks it over to Wolf, top of the key. Shot no good. Rebound hauled in by New Halen. And Matthew Tretikoff with the ball picks up his dribble. Score is 40-37 going in here to the second half. It's a very tight game. Sandpoint just barely has the lead right now, but, man, they worked hard to get here. Inside, shot is up and good by number 34, Josh Clark for New Halen. 40-39 now. Sandpoint brings it down. Ryder kicks it inside to Wolf. Wolf goes up and under and looks like he draws the foul. Yeah, that's going to be the third on Josh Clark right there as he fouls as Wolf was trying to move into the post. And that's going to be an inbound pass now for Sandpoint underneath their basket. Inbounds right to Carl Smith. Shot no good, but a good putback by Wolf Jackson. Wolf getting rewarded there for some hard work underneath. New Halen with the ball. Matthew Tretikoff. Ball stolen away by Wolf Jackson. Picked up by Jesse Starnes. Eagles have numbers 2-on-1. Jesse takes it all the way. An impossible angle by Jesse there, but he just can't miss. Jesse does really good work inside 8 feet today. New Haven with the ball now. Number 5, Payne, kicks it inside. Number 34, Clark's shot is no good. Rebound taken in by Sandpoint, and Joseph Ortega brings it up. Kicks it to the left wing. Carl Smith, a long three. Nice high arcing shot. Nothing but net.
Man,
now 47-39.
Poetry in motion, seeing that ball go into Carl's hand and just spin right up into the shot.
Awesome. And then a three-pointer by Tretikoff, number 11. No good. Jared Tretikoff. Rebound taken by Sandpoint. Carl Smith with another three, and that's nothing but net, this time from the right side. And he's feeling it here to start the second half. It's now 50-39, Sandpoint. New Haven, nice pass inside, but the shot is no good by number 24, Clay. Sandpoint with the rebound. Joseph Ortega bounces the ball off of the foot of Matthew Tretikoff out of bounds. Carl Smith really feeling it from the shoulder to see if he can keep going hot like that. And a timeout. Timeout on the floor here for Sandpoint. And as we go into that timeout, man, Sandpoint looking good coming in here to the third quarter. They're up by a handful of points. And I guess that's accurate, 50-39. Yeah, it doesn't feel like it, but they've scored 10 quick points here to New Haven's 2.
You know, Carl really got them rolling fast. Jesse played well, as like you said, within inside the 8-foot mark. He's just been lightening it up. He had that 2-on-1 with Ryder on the far side, but he took it to what was practically an impossible angle, but somehow got it in, and just really just on fire tonight. And I think that puts him over the 20-point mark into 21 points for the evening so far for Jesse Starnes. 5:25 on the clock, 50-39. Sandpoint lengthening their lead over the Malamutes in the second half.
Jesse Starnes takes the inbound, kicks it back to Ryder Gunderson, who has the ball top of the key. Ryder takes it inside, kicks it out to the corner. Joseph Ortega, wide open three off the back iron. Rebound, though, by Jesse Starnes. Kicks it out to Carl Smith. Another three, no good. And this time the rebound's hauled in by number 34, Josh Clark. New Haven pushing it down the court quick. Tretikoff loses control of the ball, but draws a foul.
New Haven coming in kind of slow off in the second half here. It's kind of like, you know, there's only six players. It looks like they're playing a little tired, and the one on the bench right now has his jersey on, like he's not even ready to go in. It's going to be these five players the whole game.
Josh Clark shot up and no good. Rebound hauled in by Joseph Ortega. And another three-pointer by Carl Smith from the left wing, and it is good. That's three three-pointers here in the third quarter. Matthew Tretikoff takes the ball down quickly. Kicks it over to Payne. Payne down inside to Clark. Clark back out to Matthew Tretikoff, out of bounds. And that'll be Sandpoint basketball.
A little frustration coming in from the Malamutes. I think they are getting tired. You know, they're playing a really great game, but Sandpoint is starting to really lengthen the lead here and just controlling the pace.
They really are. It's been a lot of Carl Smith long-range shots and a little bit of Jesse Starnes inside. Ball stolen by Matthew Tretikoff. Picks up his dribble. Sandpoint catches up to it, knocks the ball out of bounds, but New Haven will retain possession.
Matthew Tretikoff showing he still has a little gas in the tank with an unexpected poke out there on the defense. Good, fast defense by Matthew.
Can't sleep on New Haven here. They still have a lot of fight left. Ball's inbounds inside to Clark. Ooh. Goes up, but it's blocked by Carl Smith. Good defense, however. There was a whistle, and that will send Josh Clark to the line.
Right in front of the referee, there was just no question about the contact there, but, man, he was matched up, and it was just a little bit of the forearm on the forearm, but a good effort there by Carl Smith, but Josh Clark working the post like a champ.
Yeah, it's been fun to watch Josh Clark battle against Carl Smith.
You know, Carl's been on the outside on the perimeter so far in the second half, and it's kind of making an interesting dynamic on the offensive rebound side for Sandpoint.
It has, and the first free throw is good. The second free throw is no good, and so it is 40-53, Sandpoint with the lead, and Jesse Starnes is now bringing the ball up at the top of the key, crosses over, takes the ball to the left, tries to kick it out, but there's a foul. Another
kind of
whistle.
Surprising call. Blocking
the ball. Way from the basketball, and
Yeah, block called away from the ball there. That's kind of a surprise one as the ball went fast and hard off the foot of a New Haven player, but Sandpoint will throw it into their own basket.
Out to Carl Smith. Another three is off the back iron. Good effort for the rebound there by Clark, but it's taken by Sandpoint. They get it inside to Ryder. Ryder's shot is good from about 6 feet to the left side. 55-40. Sandpoint's jumped out to a commanding lead. Tretikoff takes it all the way, dishes it to Clark. They kick it outside to Tretikoff for three. Off the back of the rim, rebound by Josh Clark. Great rebound, and count the basket. Put him on the free throw line. Josh Clark
beautifully
doing damage inside and drawing a foul there.
The crowd didn't like it, but that was the right call.
Of course, the crowd doesn't want to see Carl Smith have to sit down.
Yeah, back-to-back fouls underneath the basket for Carl Smith.
And the free throw is up and in by Josh Clark. It's now 43-55. And Joseph Ortega will slowly bring the ball down the court and set up the offense. And a full timeout now is called by Coach Brandon Smith.
Great effort by the Eagles as they've taken a three-point lead and turned it into 13 here in the second half. And, you know, it was just coming off of the bench. Seemed that New Haven just didn't have the defensive spark that they had before.
No, and Sandpoint's just been playing just flawlessly. I mean, they're making their shots. They're getting to the line, and it's just been an inside-outside game, you know, mainly beginning with Jesse Starnes and then ending with Carl Smith.
Yeah, Carl's 3 points, those back-to-back three-pointers just really put a bucket of cold water on New Haven coming off into the third quarter.
It sure has, but these Malamutes here are pretty scrappy, so they're going to have to keep the tight lid on this lead. Now, Sandpoint with the ball, Ortega kicks it to Ryder. Ryder back to Ortega, who fires a three front side off the back iron. Rebound hauled in by Josh Clark. Kicks it to Matthew Tretikoff, takes it all the way.
Ooh.
Wolf Jackson leaves his feet and lands hard on Matthew Tretikoff. So he will go to the free throw line.
Yeah, that was a good job by Tretikoff, just pausing and having Wolf. And Wolf is, like they said in the beginning of the game, the muscle of this team. And so, man, he fell all over Tretikoff. He got the ball off just in time to get the shooting foul, too.
Sure did. Good hustle there by Matthew Tretikoff. That first free throw is good. It's now 43-55. I feel like New Haven already had 43, but nevertheless, it's 43-55. And the second free throw is in. Tretikoff makes them both.
Tretikoff has just been deadly from the line today.
Yeah, and there's a
5-for-5, I think, at least.
44-55 here, and Jesse Starnes with the ball. Takes from the right wing, dishes it inside to Ryder. Shot no good, but a nice save by Jesse Starnes. Carl Smith will fire a three off the back of the rim. Rebound by Matthew Tretikoff, and a foul by Ryder Gunnarsson, who is trying to also rebound the ball. Great play there again by Tretikoff, drawing the foul.
Yeah, Ryder got caught with his hand in the cookie jar there as he went in between Tretikoff and the ball and just got kind of roped him in coming down from the rebound.
So Tretikoff has the ball, 45-55, and the three-pointer is good.
Long 3 points, about 3 feet off the perimeter, and Tretikoff could eat up this lead in a matter of seconds.
Ortega slowly bringing the ball down, kicks it over to the left side to Carl Smith. Carl gets it into Wolf. Wolf with the up and under. Nice pump fake. Shots up, no good. Great fake by Wolf Jackson. Rebound snatched by Tretikoff. Gets it down all the way to number five. Shot no good. But the rebound's hauled in by New Haven. They get it out to Tretikoff for three. In and out. Rebound taken by Carl Smith.
Great discipline by Ortega, not fouling as Jared moved fast into the lane. But, man, Josh Clark with that board and just keeping the control in the hands of New Haven all the way, just couldn't quite translate it into some baskets.
48-55. Sandpoint works it over to the left side. Jesse Starnes, nice give and go from Ryder. The shot, though, doesn't fall. Rebound taken by New Haven. And it's Matthew Tretikoff bringing it up. Top of the key. Steps back for three. Off the side of the rim, out of bounds, Sandpoint basketball with 1 minute and 30 seconds left here in the third quarter. 7-point lead.
Would have been nothing but net on that shot, just maybe 2 inches over to the right.
No loss of confidence, though, here but from Matthew Tretikoff. Ortega with the ball. Right side, gets it to Wolf Jackson. Wolf kicks it back out to Ortega. Ortega's shot, no good. Rebound, snatched, but the ball is stolen by Jesse Starnes. Out of bounds, it'll be New Haven basketball. Great effort by Jesse from the first second of the game all the way till now. He's just been putting forth so much effort. Number five with the ball here, Payne. Payne gets all the way inside, dishes it to Clark, but there's a whistle. It's going to be on Ortega, I believe. Yeah, caught with his feet moving right there as Payne was moving into the lane. New Haven with the ball under their own basket. Gets it into Clark, right back to Matthew Tretikoff.
Oh.
He nails another three. That's got to be six or seven threes for Matthew Tretikoff. Immediately a timeout called by Brandon Smith. And now the lead has been cut to five here with about a minute left here in the third quarter, 55-50. And, you know, they're counting that as a two-pointer for Tretikoff right there. I'm not sure if that was a long two or a three. Maybe he had his foot on the line. I didn't see the ref.
He may have had his foot on the line. I thought it was a three, but, you know, nevertheless, another long-range shot knocked down by Matthew Tretikoff.
And that's 25 points for Matthew Tretikoff. You know, and just remember that he had 20 points within the first 11 minutes of the game. And as we come into the final few minutes here of the third quarter, he's definitely been neutralized by Sandpoint, which is what they needed to do to not only get the lead back, but to kind of extend it. But, man, Tretikoff, with his ability from the long shot, has really closed the gap here. They were up by 13, and now they're only up by 5.
Yeah, Sandpoint's done a good job of containing him, but he hasn't lost any confidence and or energy. So they're really going to have to continue fighting because New Haven has cut the lead from 15 down to 5 here toward the end of the third quarter.
Sandpoint hasn't drawn off the bench at all this game, and neither has New Haven. It's been the same five players the whole game going at it, just blow for blow.
That's awesome. And now Jesse Starnes, top of the key, kicks it over to left side, Joseph Ortega. Ortega bringing it out, Sandpoint taking their time, kicks it to Jesse Starnes. Jesse spots up a nice three-pointer, but it's off the back rim, but he gets his own rebound. Inside floater way high over the backboard there.
Yeah, that was a little too much sauce on that one.
Jesse not happy with himself. And now Tretikoff with the ball, taking it up the court. Top of the key, kicks it down right back to Tretikoff for a three.
That was a beautiful setup for
short.
The start.
Rebound, though, was saved by New Haven, stolen by Ryder Gunderson.
Ryder's defense is just so on point tonight.
Joseph Ortega with the ball, 18 seconds left here in the third quarter. It's 55-50, Sandpoint clinging to a five-point lead. New Haven stepping right back into their defense, and they forced a turnover. Actually, it was an unforced turnover, just a bad skip pass.
Got to get back on defense.
Tretikoff with the ball, 4 seconds left. Kicks it over right side to Payne. His three-pointer no good. Rebound taken by number 34, Clark, but his shot's no good, and that'll end the third quarter.
And with 1 minute on the clock, we are going to kick it back here to the studio for a quick word from our sponsors. The score is 55-50 going into the fourth quarter. Sandpoint up by 5.
All righty. Thank you much. Let you take a break. Reset my clock. There we go. Big thank you. Here, I'll do it in reverse this time. The underwriters that bring you community radio. Peninsula Airways. Tell Alaska. The Barefoot Inn in Cold Bay, Alaska. Golden Suns in King Cove. The Alaska Commercial Company in both locations around these parts, King Cove and Sandpoint. The Schumigan Corporation. The King Cove Corporation. Both the cities of Sandpoint and King Cove. And the Aleutians East Borough. We are almost done with this game. And we're going to hop on the long-distance telephone after this and go to a game that is almost about to start. We'll come in a little bit into the first quarter over in Tenalian. And that'll be the King Cove Rookies facing off against Port Allsworth. And that'll be the end game for this evening. We'll be back tomorrow with more high school basketball. But I'm going to hand it back to the announcers. And there you go.
And the shot, no good by Joseph Ortega. Rebound by Jesse Starnes. The fourth quarter has just begun, and there's a whistle on the floor. It looks like it's going against Sandpoint. So New Haven will take possession here
with a 5-point deficit. They've been closing the gap, chipping away at a 15-point lead that Sandpoint had built into the third quarter. Parker Larson checking in for the first time this game as Wolf Jackson grabs a quick breath of fresh air. It's been only 5 players for both squads.
And Josh Clark is at the line here for a 1-1, and his first free throw goes in, so it's now 51-55. Sandpoint here, 7:38 to go in the game. And second free throw by Clark is in as well, so it's 52-55 now. New Haven right back in it. Jesse Starnes with the ball, bringing it up slowly. Jesse, top of the key, crosses over, gets inside. Nice little pull up from 8 feet off the back of the rim. Rebound taken in by New Haven. That was number 24, Paul Clay. Shot no good on the other end. Really quickly was Matthew Tretikoff, but it went out of bounds, and Matthew will inbound it under his own basket. Great pass. Inside to Josh Clark, right back to Matthew, but three-pointer long. Rebound by Josh Clark. Kicks it over to Clay. Clay outside to Payne. And now Matthew Tretikoff ends up with it, takes it inside, kicks it outside.
Oh!
His shot is blocked. Great defense.
Jesse Starnes closed the gap there in a matter of milliseconds to get that deflection.
Great defense by Sandpoint.
That was fantastic hustle, but great job, man. Just so much energy from the Malamutes.
Ball is stolen now by Sandpoint just after the inbounds pass. Ryder Gunderson with another steal. And they kick it down to Parker Larson for 3. Left corner, no good. Rebound, though, by Ryder. Ball is stolen by Tretikoff, number 11, Jared Tretikoff. And now New Haven with the ball. Shot up by Payne, no good. And Sandpoint gets the rebound. It's Joseph Ortega. Joseph bringing it down fast. Kicks it over to Parker Larson. Back to Ortega. Long 3. Nothing but net. Joseph Ortega from the right wing. 22 feet.
He was left wide open for way too long. The defense just really slowed down on their transitions.
58-55. Tretikoff kicks it over to Tretikoff. Back to Matthew. Matthew over to Tretikoff, who knocks the 3. Jared Tretikoff. That's probably the 9th 3-pointer made by a Tretikoff in this game. And it's now 55-58. 5:55 left. Parker Larson answers right back from the right corner. 3-pointer, 61-55, 5 minutes 41. Matthew Tretikoff takes it all the way. His shot is no good. Rebound, Parker Larson and Joseph Ortega bringing the ball up slow, trying to slow this pace down here for Sandpoint. Kicks it over inside to Jesse Starnes. His shot's no good. Rebound snatched by Josh Clark. Clark over to Tretikoff. Tretikoff takes it all the way inside, kicks it to Payne. Payne brings it out, but dishes it inside. Nice bounce pass to Josh Clark, who makes the shot, and it's now 55-61.
Great job by Clark. He was just running up the lane beautifully, and Payne saw it happening way ahead of time.
Three-pointer by Carl Smith off the back iron. Rebound by who else? Matthew Tretikoff. Matthew pushing it up, gets it over to Jared Tretikoff. Jared back to Matthew. Matthew, long 3. Oh, in and out, but a good rebound by number 24, Paul Clay. Clay kicks it over to Tretikoff.
Oh.
Matthew dishes it behind the back pass to Josh Clark. No good, but he draws the foul.
It's going to be a foul on Joseph Ortega sending Clark to the line, and that's probably the 3rd foul. Okay, it's going to be 2. I know it's at least 2 on Joseph. And a second one on Clark. You know, he does really good underneath the basket.
First free throw by Clark is off the side of the rim. 57-61, 4:51 left in the regulation.
Jesse's going to sit down as Wolf Jackson subs in, giving every one of the starters a little chance to catch their breath and get a sip of water.
And the second free throw is good.
Clark really keeping the boys in the game here for the New Haven.
Getting to the line and making free throws, getting Sandpoint in foul trouble. All right, now Ryder with the ball on the right wing. The ball is knocked out of bounds by Matthew Tretikoff. Sandpoint will retain possession and inbound from their side. Ryder gets it into Carl Smith, top of the key. Carl drives, dishes it down to the left corner. Parker Larson, a 3-pointer. Parker Larson, 2 threes here in the 4th quarter. Sandpoint extends the lead to 6.
Parker comes in off the bench and really keeps them in the game here.
Tretikoff takes it in the lane. Floater is good. Matthew Tretikoff, it's like a 1-on-5 there with him. going isolation and he's doing work. Carl Smith answers right back with a jumper, but it's no good. Rebound by Matthew Tretikoff. Tretikoff taking it all the way himself, steps back for three. Little long, rebound pulled in by Joseph Ortega. It's 64-60, Sandpoint with the lead, 3:57 to go here in the game. Ortega with the ball on the right wing, kicks it over to Ryder. Ooh, little contact there by number five. He was trying to poke the ball out, but Ryder maintains a dribble and gets a foul. Eight fouls for Sandpoint so far in the second half. Already puts bonus points up for New Haven. Oh, and here we go, a sub in. Number three checking in for the first time in the game, Eric Hill. Eric Hill in for New Haven, and inbounds pass to Carl Smith. Carl Smith takes it inside. His teardrop is no good. Rebound snatched by who else? Josh Clark. Clark gets it to Matthew Tretikoff. Tretikoff brings it down, kicks it over. Nice three-pointer, but it's off the front of the rim by Paul Clay. Rebound hauled in by Sandpoint. Under the basket is Joseph Ortega, and he's taking it down the court. Little steal attempt there by Hill. And he kicks it over to the left corner there. Knocks down the three. It's Carl Smith. Great shot by Smith from the outside left-hand corner. Timeout called by New Haven. 3 minutes and 14 seconds left. It's 67-60. Sandpoint with a seven-point lead. Not sure the reason why Hill sat on the bench for the first three quarters and came in now, but, you know, really coming in with some fresh legs, see if he can bring some new life for the Malamutes. But, man, it's just been back and forth, back and forth. New Haven trying to rally, but the 3 points really falling for Sandpoint tonight. Carl Smith, Parker Larson, you know, they've really been able to match the production that's been put out there by Matthew Tretikoff between the two of them. Yeah, you know, and Sandpoint oftentimes lives and dies by the three, and it's working out well for them tonight. But, you know, not only that, playing the inside lane, Jesse Starnes has really developed into an inside player. And, you know, showing that they can take it on to the inside, play from within the post, and kick it outside and do that too has made Sandpoint just such a more well-rounded team so far this season. It really has. You saw them going inside a lot to Jesse to start the game, and then they just started getting comfortable, and their shots are just really falling from the outside, and that's where it's been going lately.
3 minutes left in the game, 67-60. Sandpoint up by seven. The Malamutes will have the ball. Eric Hill still checked in. And on the bench, we've got number five, Jared Payne, for the Malamutes.
So Matthew Tretikoff takes the impound pass. He's at the top of the key, behind the back dribble, gets around Wolf Jackson inside. Shot no good, but he draws the foul.
Is that drunken basketball style there by Tretikoff just, you know,
unorthodox.
Almost goes in. It
yeah.
Really is unorthodox.
Really cool to watch, though, and he almost made that go in, but nevertheless, he'll shoot two. The foul is in the shooting act.
He's a genuine scorer. He just gets the ball in the basket.
He really
you know?
Does. He gets buckets, and he's got to be getting close to 30.
He's actually just hit 30 right there at that basket. 30 points.
Matthew Tretikoff with 30 of the 61 Malamute points there. It's been cool to watch this six-player team gut it out. Second free throw is in.
Jesse Starnes back in as Wolf Jackson sits down. Parker Larson still getting some minutes in on the court for the Sandpoint Eagles.
Pass from Joseph Ortega down to Parker Larson. Out of bounds, knocked out by Matthew Tretikoff. Tretikoff really lobbying for the ball to go the other way, but nevertheless, Sandpoint will keep possession.
Coach Bob called for it, too, on his bench, but I think they called a jump ball.
Inbounds pass to Carl Smith. Carl kicks it over to Ryder Gunderson in the corner. Ball knocked away again by Matthew Tretikoff.
Trying to keep his team in it. They're only down by five. Tretikoff knows he can get them there, but Sandpoint's doing a good job hanging in there offensively.
Inbounds pass over to Carl Smith. Top of the key. Carl takes it inside. A pull-up jumper from the free throw line. No good. Good hustle by Parker Larson. Saving it. And then Carl Smith ends up with that shot. No good, but he'll get to the line.
Carl comes out of nowhere. Totally unexpected for New Haven. Just gets in between the ball and the pass and just takes it. Almost puts it up and in for the and one. Man, that I didn't even see Carl. He was right there in front of the ball. Just for a 6-foot-something guy, he was very, very quiet.
Very quiet. Very sneaky. and just in the right place in the right time. He's got the timing down tonight. He just seems to be everywhere the ball is, and you know, every time they kick it over to him, he makes something good happen tonight. It's been a great game here. Sandpoint up by five with 2:33 to go here, and first free throw is good by Carl Smith, pushing the lead to six here with 2.5. Still two baskets away for New Haven. Carl can make it three baskets with this shot. Shot off the back of the rim. Rebound by Parker Larson. He puts it right up and in. Nice offensive rebound by Parker and put back, making that a three-point play for Sandpoint. It's 70-62. Matthew Tretikoff takes it all the way, and the ball is stuck in between the rim and the backboard. He's all the way down there before you even get a chance to see what's going on, and he gets to the foul line.
Great job by Matthew. I mean, I know that they train their physical training for the Malamutes is a lot of, like, intense interval training, and it just gives him the stamina to keep going fast and break out fast throughout the game.
He's still flying up and down the court, both ends of the floor. First free throw is up, and no good.
Lots of respect from both these squads, and you see it throughout our region. These teams really just love playing basketball so much. It's what these communities live for, and everyone knows that. You know, no one, there's no greater dream than to go and play in state championship. And I think the three squads that we have here tonight are definitely the best chance we have in our region, New Haven, King Cove, and Sandpoint. However, Port Allsworth beat King Cove tonight.
Very impressive win for Port Allsworth. That's a tough team to beat. Second free throw is in for Matthew Tretikoff. It's now 70-63, and Ryder Gutterson is bringing the ball up nice and slow with 2:20 to go. Kicks it over to Joseph Ortega. Ortega back over to Ryder. Inside to Jesse Starnes. Kicks it out to Parker Larson. Another three is good. Parker's got, I don't know, three, four three-pointers this quarter.
At least three.
Knocking him down. And now Matthew Tretikoff answers from 35 feet off the glass and in. Matthew Tretikoff, another three-pointer, 66-73. Minute 54 left. Carl Smith dishes it inside to Jesse Starnes. Shot no good. Rebound by Carl. Count the basket and put him on the free throw line. Three-point play opportunity here from Carl Smith.
Carl coming in with 17 points off out of this game. He has really been a force to be reckoned with all over the court from the post and outside the perimeter.
Carl's free throw is good.
Makes it a 10-point game here. Sandpoint has the lead with 1:45 to go.
And they're playing the full court pressure here, and Matthew Tretikoff launches another three. This one's a little long. Rebound pulled in by Ryder Gunderson, and Joseph Ortega is going to slow things down. Great defense. Very, very good defense played there by Eric Hill. As Sandpoint passes the ball around, Carl Smith fires a three. Shot no good. Rebound by Parker Larson. Kicks it back into Carl inside the lane. His shot again is no good. And the ball is slapped out of bounds, last touch by Sandpoint. With a minute and 18 left, it's a 10-point game. Matthew Tretikoff with the ball. Top of the key. He stops before the three-point line, dribbling it around behind the three-point line, takes it inside, steps back. His shot is off the backboard, no good. Rebound pulled in by Carl Smith, and Joseph Ortega will slow things down. Kicks it over to Carl, 54 seconds left, knocks down the three.
Takes a chance and gets the bucket.
79-66. Sandpoint is just making everything count. Matthew Tretikoff all the way down the court. Kicks it outside to Jared Tretikoff. His three-pointer no good, and another rebound by Carl Smith. Kicks it to Joseph Ortega. Behind the head pass to Jesse Starnes. His shot's no good. Jesse's a little gimpy there, limping down the court. Three-pointer, no good by Matthew Tretikoff. Rebound by Ryder Gunderson with 17 seconds left. 13-point lead for Sandpoint, 79-66, and Joseph's holding the ball.
New Haven's going to let Sandpoint finish this game out. Not a lot of effort coming from the defense, and they're just letting Joseph hold on to it. Game's over here as his buzzer rings. And a 13-point game for Sandpoint over New Haven. That's 10 more points than last week where they beat the Malamutes by 3, 79-66 in a very high-scoring game. But, man, both these clubs played really hard the whole way through.
It was a really awesome game to see. in person, and a lot of shots falling from deep today. There must have been 33 pointers between both teams.
Yeah, it was an offensive battle from both squads, and you know, New Haven dominated the first half of the game. Or I wouldn't say dominated, but they kept the lead almost the entire way through. Sandpoint was nipping at their heels constantly, but at the half, they were really able starting to close the distance and then just control things from there on out. Did a good job. Six players throughout the whole game for both squads. And it was a fantastic game of basketball. Looking at the scores here, Parker Larson came off the bench with 17 points. Yeah, 17 points.
In the fourth quarter alone.
Sorry, make that 12 points. It was 12 points. My handwriting is atrocious. 12 points, but I think those were all three-pointers.
It was a lot of points in the fourth quarter for Parker.
Yeah. And then 8 points for Joseph Ortega, 7 for Ryder Gunderson, 21 points for Carl Smith, 8 points for Wolf Jackson, and then Jesse Starnes, who had just one heck of a first half, comes off with 25 points, probably one of his highest scoring games. Looking, that's 79 points for the Eagles. Looking now at the Maui Moose, who had 66 points, 8 points for Jared Payne, 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 31 points. Matthew Tretikoff, the highest scorer of the game between both squads. 8 by Jared Tretikoff, and then a great game by Joseph Clark, who was a threat from underneath the basket. He walks away with 17. Great game between these two squads. Sandpoint Eagles walk away and make that 79-67. I see an adjustment on the score, 79-67. Sandpoint with the win.
That they lost. I knew it.
And that's that. We're going to send it back to you, Virgil, for that second half or the rest of that game over there in Port Allsworth.